Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to WP Studio WordPress Training and No Longer Garden Talk. We are going to be diving into an area of WordPress that I would say most users just simply take for granted, or they set it and forget it, and they don't realize the power or what's going behind the scenes of this permalink system in WordPress. So I wanted to take time to walk you through what's happening behind the scenes, what's working with permalinks, what's the difference between permalinks and slugs, and how does that relate to SEO. We'll also be trying to do is how can you change permalinks with a plugin? Maybe how do you change permalinks with PHP MyAdmin? And then we'll probably do some troubleshooting and if we have time, some redirection. So the whole concept before us today is to get a firm grasp and understanding of what permalinks are and how they make our lives as WordPress users much better. So if you haven't seen this, WordPress actually does, quote, define the permalinks of what they are. And basically, a permalink is a URL. It's a permanent URL to a individual post, as well as to individual categories, as well as other web blog postings. Yeah, WordPress is, I think, one of the only places that still uses the term web blog as one word. So what you need to know is every single one of your pages on your site, that's posts, pages, archives, 404s, they will all have their own permalink. Now, we do have this concept up here, where in our plain permalink ID without any permalinks running, basically you can get to every single page, post, image, whatever, anything that has an ID in your WordPress website, you can get to that page simply by adding the URL query variable, ?P as in post ID equals whatever the ID number is. So that's a way you can always get to a location before you set permalinks. But the basis behind a permalink. So see how we have this P equals 1, 2, 3. I'm going to bring over a text editor for just a moment, because there is a PHP, the theme template tag called the permalink here. This inside a WordPress loop or a query or on the template page, anytime you use that, this goes and fetches basically this ID. Now, we may have ways that we've wrapped an ID and we've put a post name instead of the ID, or maybe we have some other custom structure for the permalink. But the permalink is a direct link or a permanent link that fetches the URL of a post and creates a clickable link to it. So this is why in a page template, you may see something like ahref and then something like this, the permalink. And then you might have some title or something. I'm not sure what you'd have the post title, but you'd use another you'd have something like this, where I do that, where all of a sudden this is getting the ID, the location, whatever you need for that. So the beauty of having the template tag is that you only need to use one piece of code to go fetch a link from one to a specific post or page in your WordPress website. All right. So basically, this is what's happening. In WordPress, when we have a URL that is created, Let's see if I want to. How do I want to do this? Okay, let's start with a query. I try not to get too abstract, so we're going to keep this as simple as everybody understands what a query is. A query is going into the database and pulling data out. Oh, here's a way to do it. Anybody remember? Let's go to Metabox because I'm going to just show this to you. If I go to post type, we're going to create a edit the post type in the advanced. See this? No matter what type of custom post type you're using, whether you're using Metabox, whether you're using pods, you have the ability to set it as publicly queryable. Now, some people without understanding might simply just say, well, that means it can be searched. Well, basically by default, any public post type that's public can be searched. It doesn't have to be publicly queryable. Publicly queryable opens the opportunity for us to do this. And I'm just going to continue to use the, if this is our example, this is our example.com and then whatever. That's going to be a URL. Now, a publicly queryable thing here, as long as I have this checked, and just so you know, the posts, WordPress pages, they automatically have publicly queryable turned on. That's by default in WordPress. So that I could do something like this, example.com, question mark, which means now I'm going to initiate a WordPress public queryable query. Author equals 12, or whatever the author ID is. Now I could do something like author name equals Benjamin. Simply doing that runs a query and returns without having to write a query into the database or write a query into a search form or write a query into the template file. In the URL, if I do this, it will return information. So for example, I think, let's just add author name. I can't remember who the user is here on this page. Okay, Benjamin is here. So if we were to go to front end of the site and I add, I need the forward slash, author name Benjamin, it's going to return all the blog posts written by Benjamin. See that? I don't have to go create a page that does this. So within the context of the WordPress URL structure system, kind of what the permalinks is masking, we have the flexibility of writing queries. And I can even do things like, okay, instead of getting the author, what if I want to just pull up any tag that has the word WordPress in it? I'm going to show you that this actually works. So we're going to go to a post and let's do the hello world or muffin. Sure, we can do muffin. Quick edit. Let's add a tag, muffin. We're going to update this. See, there's a muffin. If I go to the front page and we add a tag equals muffin, we should return the hello world post. See, it's returning the tag archive. You can now even see it has already, because we have permalinks, we have turned on, it is rewriting this tag equals muffin. It's rewriting tag equals muffin to vocepress.com/tag/muffin. Not bad. So that's what's happening behind the scenes. And you should know that you can write all your queries directly into a WordPress site, even if you don't know what's going on. So here's a little neat hack. How many of you have ever come across websites that don't put dates on their blog posts? And you're like, seriously, how old is this blog post? Well, you could do this. Just go to their website and do year equals 2015. And then hit enter. And if any of those blog posts that they're quite trying to promote as brand new come up here in the results, you're like, oh, they wrote that, you know, 6 years ago, 7 years ago, whatever. So you can do that on any WordPress website. The whole idea of a query variable all comes back down to, as I showed you, having in the post type this public queryable option. That's actually what that is. Now, there are ways that there is such a thing called a private query variable. These variables are not meant to be added to a URL query string. They can be used to affect queries just within a script, like in the plugin or the themes functions file. You're not going to be able to type it in like we've been typing in here. Any of the public ones, you could do this. But anytime you have like a meta key or a meta value, when we're trying to get like custom fields, rather than just the year, the author, all the public queryable items, there are other ones. So you can't. All those custom fields are basically private query variables, and so therefore you're unable to just mix and match. So what is public? What is private? Best way to do that is, and I'll put this in the chat room, there's a codex page. This is the old school codex at WordPress. This has all the ones on the left. You can write public queryables directly into the URL bar. And regardless of what permalink they structure system they have set up, you will be able to pull things out. And here's the private ones that you would not be able to use because they're not passed through the permalink system. So basically, if you tried to put this in the URL structure, you would simply get a page not found. You would get a 404 error. So you can imagine that if we sat around and let me pull up our little item. If we sat around and just started doing and day equals 22, the 22nd day of the month, and author name equals Benjamin, and category equals 16, 150 or 15, and paged equals basically, that's true. And I don't know. And with comments. Oh, actually, I don't need to say true in the URL. I could just do page and with comments. So we could run this whole thing, but this looks ugly. And this is why WordPress has permalinks, because this is how WordPress is built. It's built to understand the structure of the URL, pass that in, and perform whatever query needs into the database to pull information out. The theme knows how to display that content. Yet this alone, this huge long line of public query variables being added in, does not look good. It's not something you want to share. Now, you can tell that there are other content management systems that don't use this type of permalink layer because you see people sharing them on Facebook and Twitter, and they have this like gigantically long URL variables being added in. It's just so much nicer for us to find great page. and share something like this. All right. So, as we said, by default, WordPress has permalinks when you install, for the most part. It's set here. Sometimes it's set here by default. Some server hosting environments set up permalinks slightly different, but that is just probably the personal preference of the developer who's setting this stuff up. But this plain one basically is turning off permalinks. You're just using the regular query variable to get the post, and then all these other variables that you could put into a URL structure of a WordPress system. So the benefit of permalinks is now we have a usable, accessible, more SEO-friendly URL structure. So that's basically, if you turn on post name, you're covering all of the query variables so that every single instant, every single created post will have its own variable. And anytime you have a feed or an archive of something, it's probably going to have a structure of something where if you come in here, you would have like a category before the post name. So you'd have like a post name, a category post name. So whatever category thing would be that archive name. And then you'd have the post name. So that would be if we took one of these. So even though this page doesn't actually exist, it's a dynamically generated page based upon this query. Was it published in 2015? Was it on the 22nd of that month? Did it have the author name Benjamin? Was it in category 15, paged and with comments? If all that's true, it's going to return an item. If it returns more than one, it turns into a feed or an archive page in which you'd have a category and then the post name. If only a single item is returned from this URL query, it returns purely just its post name as the structure. So while you may think, oh, permalinks are permanent URLs that directly point to a specific location on our website, they also point to dynamically generated locations on our website, i.e. we have not created an actual page. We have not created an actual custom post type. It's being dynamically generated based upon a query. My notes page just refreshed, and I have to find where I was. Okay, so with as I brushed the topic that pretty permalinks and the permalinks that WordPress sets helps your SEO, is because a search engine still categorizes the URL structure of your website or of the page that you are trying to index, it should indicate to the search engine what type of content is found upon that page or within that page. And that's why it is uber important that you have information about your site or about your, not site, about the content that's on that page inside the URL. It is a way, it is a step to help your SEO. Now, let's talk about permalinks, slugs, and then SEO. So a permalink is the recreation of the entire URL and then pointing it to something. So sometimes there are multiple parts of a permalink where we do have the domain, we do have the protocol, whether it's HTTP or HTTPS, we might have an archive, we might have the category, we might have a tag, we might have a date. And then at the very end is the slug. So that's the difference. A lot of times people will interchange slug and permalink. Slug is the last part of the permalink, which is why when you're on a specific page or post and you go to quick edit, here's the slug. Notice how it doesn't use the term permalink, because we're only working with, hey, this hello-world is the slug that will show up at the end of our structure, the whole permalink structure. That's why it's important to choose something here that sets the whole permalink, and then we adjust the slug to provide context to search engines. This, and that's why it really doesn't matter what type of permalink setting system you do, because simply changing one of these isn't going to affect so much the SEO structure or SEO viability. Now, some people might say, I've yet to find whether or not this is super true. There may be a tiny point here or there in your SEO, but you don't want a super long permalink structure or an entire URL system. But that can also be managed by keeping your slugs small. So therefore, whatever setting you put here is not that important when it comes to SEO friendly results. The slug that you find on, you know, go to Hello World and we edit the post. So even if you're on, you know, Gutenberg or something, you do have your permalink here where, hey, here's what we can, our URL slug, we can adjust that to make sure that whatever is our content is in here is reflected. And that's going to help the entire SEO aspect. So slug is the ending, permalink is the whole thing. And where we get context is not the permalink structure, it is the slug. Now, back in 1999, one of the early grandfathers, grandparent, whatever, of the whole UX movement, user experience movement, said a usable website requires certain things. One, a domain name that is easy to remember and spell. Voce Press. If you've never heard of the Italian Voce, you may not get the spelling right, but it's fairly small, fairly succinct, and it's very descriptive of, well, if I had anything on this other than just a test site. It's easy to remember. A short URL. Voce Press is a pretty short URL, and normally the post name is how the permalink structure is set at. Easy to type URLs. Well, permalink settings in WordPress provide the easy to type URLs because it's removing the question mark, numbers, IDs, all the query variables that you might experience. It also automatically creates a visualized site structure. What does that mean? It means when we have posts that may be inside a certain category, we might have something. We might say, you know what? I've got a lot of content and they're all going to be put into categories and they're going to have post names. And maybe just to be sure, I'm going to say, hey, we're going to put the year in there so that, and a perfect website for something like this would be, let's say you redo content. Maybe you're, rather than reissuing the same post or going back and editing an old post, maybe you are going to simply have the greatest SEO tips for this year. Rather than you, that way you can actually put greatest SEO tips for this year. And then each year you might have one, but there might be a different year showing up because you published the post in different years, two different posts. So there are reasons to do that. But by creating the permalink structure, you give a visualization of how the site, what type, how your posts are appearing, how your archives of your books are showing. So let's say you created a really big library site. You're going to probably want to have custom structures where you have the categories of the books and then the book name, or maybe you have author a year, or maybe in your custom post type, you are literally doing year that the book was published. And so people could see the category and use the URL structure to pull up all only those books that are published in a certain time. Now, the other part that in 1994, Jacob Nielsen said, the grandfather of the UX stuff, he said it needs to be a persistent URL that doesn't change. This is why when we are on in WordPress, we go to a post and we go take a look at the Hello World post, we are presented with a permanent URL. And if you have a quality SEO plugin, if you ever change a URL, a 301 redirect is automatically written to your website so that search engines know that, hey, this post that used to have this quote permanent URL now has a new permanent URL. And so therefore, you can adjust and change everything over. Now, hopefully that gives you some background to where permalinks, why they operate. They're basically masking query variables or masking a direct link to a certain post ID. And they sit there and provide all those visual site structure, easy to type URLs, and is a space between the actual query variable in the URL and the end user who can find something. One of the issues of moving a site from one server to another, it's entirely possible when you come to a new site or a new server or some website or some plugin adds a whole bunch of new custom post types. Many times the developer who's creating that custom post type has written their query variables in a certain way that the site, when it's installed, doesn't know how to see that. How many of you have actually installed a plugin, or maybe you've created a custom post type and you go publish a or write a custom post type and you go visit that custom post type and you don't see it? It's because the permalink setting has not been updated to reflect this custom post type. So for, I can pull this off. Let's do a quick custom post type. Let's do T. Publish. Great. Now we're going to go do T. Sherry, I'll answer your question in just a second. So let's new T. This is new T. All right, I'm going to publish this. Great, it's been published. Let's view T. Okay, this one worked. Metabox does it. Sometimes Pods doesn't refresh. Metabox did, looks like it did refresh this. But if I got here and it says, oh, page not found, that's where we would go to our permalinks. And all you have to do is flush the permalinks, because basically it's all the rules for your website that know how to convert a URL structure into this, into that. It knows how to construct it. And so all you have to do is hit save changes. It updates. It already basically re-indexes the whole website in terms of how to process your permalink. Okay, share your question. With redirects, if the site is not published yet and permalinks have been changed, it's not necessary to change any of the 301 redirects. If you've never published it and search engines have never indexed it, you do not need the 301 redirects. Its own 301 redirects are basically a simple way to tell search engines or indexing bots that something has moved. All right. So this is also a very good place to make sure that you know all the available tags that you can use. Because there is a way to, there's another way to flush the permalinks. So how many of you, and this used to happen more frequently, happens less often just because of how WordPress has started to try to fix itself when something goes wrong. But has any of you ever been locked out of your website and, or maybe you can't get back into the admin area, or maybe you messed up the permalink and it has some weird thing and it keeps redirecting every location? So basically, if you had something like this, we would actually break the website. Well, here, let's break the website. Well, okay. See, that's actually fixed it, meaning no, you can't use that. So you used to be able to break a website by doing that, and you couldn't get anywhere. But I wanted to show you that if you have access to PHP MyAdmin, you can come over here to the search area. Now, I'm going to tell you it's in the WP options table. But the easiest one to do is permalink structure. Just type that in as an option name, and you will have only a single entry in the PHP MyAdmin. Oh, Sherry, good question. I'll answer that in just a moment. And all you have to do is edit, and you can edit right here. And so let's say maybe you wanted to do category. So you can write your own item directly into the permalink structure. Or let's say you don't remember everything and you just see a whole bunch of garbage in here. Delete everything. Watch what happens. Save, go. Okay, so basically we've deleted the option value. When we go back to that site and we refresh, it's back to plain. See how that has been done? And it says, hey, you haven't been set. So just keep that in the back of your mind that if something is really screwed up with the permalinks because of WordPress, maybe it's possibly because a server of a client is on a very old version of whether it's PHP, whether it's MySQL, or whether it's Apache. That can happen where you have some really weird things happening with older servers. You might just need to reset it. So easiest way to do it, especially if you can't get in here, just go in and delete the permalink structure. You'll be able to get back in. You can come in here and then save. And basically, anytime you save this page, it flushes the permalinks, pushes them all out of the database. Because it actually does cache a bunch of the database queries. So when somebody goes to your homepage, it's already cached the query that it's used to fetch the homepage. Or as Sherry points out, it already says, hey, slug news 2, it already knows where that goes. Now, let me show you what happens. Let's do this. Let's create a new post, and this will answer your question, Sherry. Sherry's question is, how do you basically, if it says news 2, and I'm going to do this, hello world, this is another hello world post. And if I publish this, what? Broke the website. Awesome. All right, let's figure out what's going on. Restore the backup. Publish. How in the world? Okay, maybe let's do this. All right. Let's get rid of these. That JSON error was a Gutenberg block error, block editor issue. See, that isn't this a weird thing? This is what the block editor does. I literally said add new. And I deleted the other ones that didn't save. And it says, hey, you've got a backup. No, I don't. All right, let's do this. Because I'm just going to get rid of all the cookies, any of the cache stuff. We'll refresh, log back in. Maybe we'll figure this out. See, it's got post ID 263, public. All right, let's get rid of Gutenberg. All right, let's go over here, plugins. Disable Gutenberg. Go back to our posts. Hopefully this still works. Hello, world. Blah, blah. Okay, this is what you're looking at. It says Hello World 2. See, notice how Gutenberg just... Every one of you would have had a call from a client where they're pulling their hair out. Am I right? Or maybe your clients don't even ever... You don't let them touch the website. In which case, you are very smart. Okay. So here's our problem. We have a permalink structure that's set to Hello World 2. I cannot, even if I hard code it or change it, it won't let me change this because it knows that there is another Hello World. Now, one of the ways of dealing with this is making sure you go and check other slugs that might have that. Now, in order for me to change, let's say this is, I'm going to put my new one. If I want this slug to go to this slug, but I don't want to delete this, what I would end up doing is I would add in my own slug, update this, and maybe I'm putting this to draft. So this one is no longer being published. I've adjusted the slug, which means now I can come to this one and give it the slug I want. Does that make sense? So that's what I would do. And I've done this before, especially when I create a profile page and maybe I'm working on a new profile page. And while I'm working on that new profile page, it says new profile or something like that. So we can work on that. This is the only way you can do it is take the old one, change the slug. And if it's not working for you, Sherry, I would change the old slug, go refresh the permalink, so you're flushing them all out, then go to your new page that you want to have the old permalink, and then change it. So change the old, save, flush the permalinks by saving the permalink page, and then go edit the page again, the new one. Does that make sense? And then it should work. If it doesn't work, something else is managing your permalinks instead of actually WordPress. If you deleted the old page from the database, that should be gone. Now, you can go in here and just do a search for your permalink. And so you'd be looking for an option value. I'm in the options state. No, I wouldn't want to do this. Let's go. I would search for anything. Hello world. See if I can find it. So I'm looking. Okay, here it is. Post meta and in WP posts. I can browse those two and see that. Here's my post. Here's my two hello posts. I have a draft post, hello world. So this is what you would do, Sherry. You would actually, whatever permalink you want, go to your PHP MyAdmin, do a general search. It's probably going to show up in the posts area. You'll be able to find the old post ID. And then you can change that as well. And as Mike says, yeah, refreshing the cache will also do it. So there's, yeah, clear the trash. It's a great suggestion. Refresh the cache, also a great suggestion. And then if all else fails, simply search for that permalink. That, no, sorry, not the permalink. Search for that slug in the database. And then you should be able to find the posts. All right. So we talked about, we also briefly talked about how to change the slugs from the post area. Don't forget, if you do things like add in, you know, categories or archives or additional information into the structures of the permalink, you can change the slugs on categories. So if we come over here, don't forget the slug. Every single one of a category, every single one of a tag has a slug. The same is true for any taxonomy. So if you create a taxonomy with pods, with toolset, with metabox, you have the ability to adjust the slug. And remember, the slug is just that small portion of the permalink. And that slug needs to be indicative of the content that is being stored within that URL structure for quality SEO. Let's see here. So there is a plug. If you want more control over your permalinks, there is a plugin that still people use. It's called Custom Permalinks. Right here. There are a number of custom permalink plugins, but I believe, yes, it's the one. I want to make sure I'm using the right one. Yeah, it's the one by Sammy. Okay, so we install this and activate it. It's going to give us greater control over what we're going to do. So custom permalinks. So no permalinks are found, probably because we just reset it, and no permalinks found. Awesome. That's kind of weird. Why did we? Oh, yeah, my bad. So basically, this is when inside our, like, a custom post type is created and specific types of query variables and permalinks are added into there. There are filters that are added. And what I would actually suggest is if you want to have this type of control, it's for assigning individual stuff. So a lot of times a plugin developer will assign specific slugs to occur for custom post types that they may create or other elements. This plugin not only gives you the list of everything that would show here, and you can manage it, you can see things, you can edit something, as well as, where did it go? You can write your own permalinks. So if you have a specific, maybe it's a specific archive, and you don't want it to use archive something, you can learn a little bit more here about adding your own path and your own variable. It's an interesting idea. Most people are not going to need this unless you need your own custom routing. Now, I also showed you how you could change permalinks from within phpMyAdmin, so I won't spend any time on that. The other one I do want to make sure everybody is aware of, your images also have a permalink. That's right. So your images, the file URL, see how it says WP content uploads, it goes through this whole idea of, wow, that's just a really long upload See, WP contents, uploads, blah, blah, blah. That's my URL directly to here. And if we copy URL, great. Well, all of this is important because when we want to fetch an image, and again, this comes back to our concept of a template tag. If we want to fetch a post, we do that get permalink. And that gets our ID. There's a similar one called WP get attachment. And then in our WP get attachment, get attachment image. Now, if we just put this on any specific post, if there were attached images, basically you've added that image or uploaded that image from within that post edit screen, that's an attached image. But because each one of these has its own ID, I could do something like if the ID of a certain image is 37904, single quote. I could do this. So it will go fetch that image. So it's a way that if I spell this correctly, it would work better. This attachment image, even though it uses the word attachment, now I can directly call an ID of a specific image into my template. I can also go through and say what size I want. Why? Because if we go to our images, into our settings, media, we have pre-made image sizes, a medium, large, thumbnail. Different themes will add and customize different items. But it's a way of, and when I look at this, let me pull over here. Just want to make sure I'm in the right place. So this is where, even though we have really nice permalinks in here, the direct calling of an image is not going to give us a nice clean URL because that is a standalone attachment page. If you want to pull up a direct image, sometimes that's why you will go to a view attachment page. Oops. See how this is there? Plat Studio Coffee. Wait. Oh, I know what's going on. I have code in here that's actually eliminating attachment pages, and I can't rip it out right now. I'll add an update and I'll show you how that happens. Some themes will do it automatically that will just give you that attachment page. Voce Press doesn't. And I'm playing around with a different way of doing that. All right. So I've already told you, as I'm looking through my notes, I've already told you that when you're creating a custom post type, you cannot get access to the post. All you do is save the permalinks. If they're not working the way you want them to work, it is simply a reflush the permalink page, clear your cache, your browser cache, clear your website cache if you have a caching plugin. Check and make sure you don't have a redirection plugin. So Sherry, that can also be as a side thing. If you're still struggling to get that one permalink, there's a very good chance you have either a redirection plugin or an SEO plugin has hard-coded a in their settings options, a redirection. So those are other places that I would search for that. If you've done all the stuff that we talked about earlier of deleting the old post, check the redirection, both the redirection plugin, check Yoast's. Yeah, any of the SEO plugins that do redirection, check and see if one of those, that slug is being redirected. Because if that slug is being redirected through that, you won't be able to put that slug in a new post that you want to use. So in summary, kind of the permalinks are there to enhance the user experience, boost your search engine rankings, operate as a mask in front of the query variables. It would be just a nasty world if this is all we could do, or we always had to pull advanced attachment images. But by having the permalink sitting in front, and it's also why when I've been telling we do dev courses or other stuff, it is important to kind of set something, a permalink structure, and then just move forward with it. Changing a permalink structure has a little bit more issue because now we've got to make sure every single change to that URL structure in the permalink is reflected to all the search engines, and all the 301s have all been written and been informed. Informing the search engines. But I hope answering some of the questions with the redirects help, how to get in there, how to find them in the database. But even though this is just a tiny little page on your website, it is a very important one to boost your clients' and your own site's visibility and user experience. So I hope you have a great rest of your Tuesday. I'll get this uploaded. And then if you have any other questions from this, we'll create a little forum post linking to this webinar. Don't forget, I think it's on Thursday, we are kicking off our Exploring Page Building, because we're not calling it Exploring Page Builders, because we're going to be looking at things that are not page builder based, but the whole goal is to build three different types of pages using each of the tools so we can actually find the positives and the negatives from all those items. And we begin on Thursday. So have a great rest of Tuesday, and I will see you all soon.